Elaborate funeral rites are taking place in Cuba. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cuba's former leader Fidel Castro will be buried December 4th. Around the world, there are many mixed feelings about his regime. Will anything change now that he's gone? And then, what does it take to change healthcare for a whole nation? And if you could, would you be part of it? We'll take a look at that in just a moment. But first, yesterday, the remains of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro began a four-day processional journey to his final resting place in Santiago de Cuba. The parade is dubbed the Caravan of Freedom, an ironic moniker considering Mr. Castro was an oppressive leader who banned free speech, free press, and freedom of assembly. So why is he being celebrated? Steve Shantz with Transworld Radio says praise for Castro comes with the territory, since he's also a symbol for that nation.
Fidel Castro was such an iconic leader in that country. I mean, you could just feel his presence when you come into Cuba. He's on posters and billboards, and so you're constantly reminded about this bushy-bearded military figure.
Cuban Christians are wondering what's next. Shantz says for Transworld Radio, it doesn't stop their advancement of the gospel in Cuba.
We have a project underway right now, which we're about 80% complete on, and that is to raise our power from 100,000 watts to 450,000 watts and be able to really put a powerful signal into Cuba so that on a daily basis, people can turn on their radio and hear good Christian programming and good sound biblical teaching that can have a strong input into their lives.
If you'd like to help, go to missionnews.org. And then China is yet again tightening its reins on its citizens. In early November, China's government approved a cybersecurity law which will centralize the state's control of information and technology equipment in the country. Wendell Rovenstein with Bibles for China says,
Westerners and Christian communities are going to be more observed to have more scrutiny in what transpires. And so anything anybody does in China needs to be done with the scrutiny and understanding that the Religious Affairs Bureau and those people in China that are controlling or releasing, whichever side you may be on, the movement of Christians within China.
And here's how the ministry's handling it.
Bibles for China work with the registered churches and are doing all we can to be forthright in what we do, because there is the unity that China tries to keep in their harmony attitude.
Rovenstein also says that Bibles for China is optimistic in context of the new law. You can help by praying for the Bibles for China's teams that'll soon be heading over to China. Pray for their safety, God's hand in all they do, and for receptive hearts to hear the gospel. Teams are forming now for next year's first trip. Get the details at missionnews.org. And then God always provides what we need when we need it. And that's the theme behind this story from Angie Overholt of World Gospel Mission. She and her husband have been serving in Cholatuca, Honduras for many years in community development. And now, God is bringing a years-long dream to fruition.
Our goal was to try and somehow come up with a program to help the nurses' aides go on to get more education so that they would be better trained and better equipped to be able to take care of patients better in the communities and in the hospital.
In February, the Cholatuca School of Nursing will open, and as with the other projects they do, Scripture is the foundation.
The basis is always going to be teaching the people how to care for others through Christ's Spirit, and for having the values and goals that God would have for each one of them in their lives.
There are many ways to help, some of them financial, some of them prayerful. You can learn more at missionnews.org. And another action point? Praise God.
We're so thankful the way that the Lord has opened up the doors. We could have never imagined that this was the way it was going to go, and how God was going to work out the whole dream of having improvement in nursing care in Honduras.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and Christmas stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. And where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.